Title: War Palensman Dub Echo Tale in Ableton Live 12 with Jungle Swing. Hi, in this lesson I'll show you a hands-on beginner workflow to warp a Lensman style dub Echo Tail in Ableton Live 12 and lock it into a Swung Jungle / DNB pocket. We'll keep things simple and use only live stock tools, Clip Warp, Complex Pro Warp Mode, the Groove Pool, and basic audio effects. By the end you'll have a tempo-matched, Swung Echo Tail that keeps its lush decays and sits with your drums. What you'll build: a warped audio clip of a Lensman dub Echo Tail tempo match to 174 BPM, a custom jungle swing groove and the groove pool that places repeats on Swung 16THS, a rendered audio clip that retains warmth and width while playing in a Swung DNB groove. Step by step, preparation. Set up the project, set your live set to 174 BPM. Create a new audio track, command or control plus T, and drag your Lensman style Echo Tail WAV or IF into it. Choose a warp mode that preserves tails. Double click the clip to open clip view and enable warp. From the warp mode menu, choose Complex Pro. Echo Tails are dense and continuous, and Complex Pro preserves timbre and decay far better than beats or repitch. Make sure the clip segment BPM roughly matches the project. Create a reliable start point. Set 1.1.1 zoom to the clip start and find a clear transient or the sample start where you want bar 1 to begin. Place a warp marker there. Right-click it and choose set 1.1.1 here. That aligns the clip grid to Live's bar and beat grid. Listen and add anchor warp markers. Play the clip and listen for distinct echo repeats. Add warp markers on stable areas, the start, before the first strong repeat, and after any sections that must not be stretched. Click a transient and command / control plus click to add markers. Anchors prevent unwanted stretching artifacts when you move other markers. Create a jungle swing groove. Quick method: create a new MIDI track and a 1-bar MIDI clip at 174 BPM. Program a simple 16th note hi-hat pattern. Select every second 16th, the offbeat 16THS, and nudge them later by about plus 20 to plus 30 milliseconds to taste. You can experiment between roughly plus 12 and plus 40 ms. Start subtle. Open the groove pool with command or control plus alt plus G and drag that MIDI clip into it. In the groove pool, set timing around 60-70% to strengthen the swing. Keep random low at 0-5% and name the groove Jungle Swing. Start. Apply the groove to the audio clip. In the audio clip's clip view, use the groove chooser to select Jungle Swing. Start. Play to preview. Live will non-destructively shift playback to match the groove. If you want the changes written into the audio, right-click the clip and choose Commit Groove if available. Alternatively, freeze the track and flatten, or export and re-import the clip to render the groove into audio. Fine-tune echoes with manual warp markers after committing or rendering. Zoom in and toggle the grid to 1/16 or turn grid off for micro adjustments. Add warp markers directly on individual echoes and move them slightly earlier or later. Small changes of 5 to 30 ms, until the strongest slapbacks fall exactly on the Swung 16th positions. Keep Complex Pro active. If you hear smearing, try lowering the formants or envelope control in Complex Pro to taste. Preserve sonics, EQ and dynamic control. Insert an EQ8 after the clip and high pass around 40-60 Hz to remove rumble. If repeats clutter the mix, use a glue compressor sidechain to the kick / snare, or simply trim gain with utility. A light saturator or mild drive of 1-2 dB can help glue the tail into the mix if needed. Optional: add echo or delay if you want stronger rhythmic repeats. Add an echo device after the clip. Set sync to 1/16 or dotted 1/16, feedback low at 10-30%, and wet to taste. Use the echo's filter, low pass around 6-8 kHz, to keep it dark and dubby. Automate filter or feedback slightly to add movement. Render the final warp tail when you're happy. Consolidate the warped clip with command or control plus J to create a single audio file, or export the clip and re-import it. You can also freeze track flatten if you prefer a reversible method. Common mistakes to avoid: don't use beats or repitch for long dub tails. Beats chops continuous tails and repitch changes pitch with tempo. Complex Pro is usually right. Don't apply large groove shifts without anchors. Without anchors, you can get glitches or phasing. Don't overswing. Pushing off beats too far will sound unnatural against the drums. Start with moderate timing values and small ms nudges. Don't forget to commit or render if you need a permanent file for export. Always check mono compatibility. Wide tails can collapse oddly when summed to mono. Pro tips: increase Complex Pro's envelope slightly to get cleaner transients while preserving decay. If repeats blur, Try a light transient boost before warping or use an auto filter to sweep out noisy bands. Apply the same jungle groove to your drum clips so tail and drum swing together for cohesion. Save your custom groove variations, different MS nudges for soft, medium, and strong swing. For per echo control, slice the tail to a drum rack and trigger or move slices with MIDI. Mini practice exercise 1 set BPM to 174, and drop a Lensman style tail into a new audio track. 2 in clip view, enable warp and choose Complex Pro. Set 1.1.1 at the clip start. 3 create a 1 bar MIDI hi-hat pattern and nudge off beat 16 THS plus 25 ms. Drag that clip into the groove pool as practice swing. 4 apply practice swing to the audio clip and commit groove or freeze and flatten. 5 add warp markers to at least 3 echo repeats, and nudge them plus or minus 10-30 ms so they lock with the swan hats. 6 consolidate and export a 10-15 second render. Compare the original loop tail to the warped version and listen for timing and feel. Recap, you've learned how to warp a Lensman Dub Echo tail for Jungle / DNB by using Complex Pro to preserve character and decay, creating a custom swing groove from a nudged MIDI hat pattern and saving it in the groove pool, applying and committing that groove, then micro-adjusting warp markers so echo repeats fall on swan 16 THS, rendering a permanent warped clip that sits rhythmically with your drums. Final notes: treat dub tails like instruments, preserve timbre, control stereo energy, and lock slapbacks to the drum pocket. Save versions as you go, freeze when CPU gets heavy, and always check the warp tail in context with your drum loop. Practice the mini exercise a few times and you'll get faster and more musical with each pass. That's it. Go warp a tail and make it swing.